Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Randy in parenthesis Keith, K-E-I-T-H in parenthesis K-U-Y-K-E-N-D-A-L-L. That's Kuykendall. Address is 1126 Stewart Avenue, Chico, California, 95926. Phone 530-514-2526. ID is XXX-0378. Date of birth is 11/14/1950, 71-year-old. Single business owner. And below that should say design-sales sign company. Pharmacy Humana / Bidwell Pharmacy, Chico, 530-891-0388. Is addressed to Dr. Robert S. Avila, A-V-I-L-L-A, D period, O period, family practice. Below that, Mangrove Medical Group. Below that, 1040 Mangrove Avenue. Below that, Chico, California, 95926-3509. Below that, 530-345-0064. Below that, fax 530-345-0680. Patient neurological evaluation. Subparagraph, reported clinical symptoms of suspected long-term post-COVID viral infection syndrome with lightheadedness, dizziness, brain fog, cognitive confusion, vacillating symptoms, chronic fatigue, current medicines list these vertically: amiodarone 200 milligrams, one daily; datilazem 180 milligrams, extended release 24 hours, one daily; lorazepam 0.5 milligrams, PRN; synthroid 75 micrograms daily; trazodone 50 milligrams, HS-insomnia; Xarelto, X-A-R-E-L-T-O, 20 milligram tablets, one daily orally; comorbid medical problems; history of atrial fibrillation, possibly recurrent, currently controlled; subparagraph, history of cardiac ablation, 11-2020, 3-11-2021, 7-8. persistent atrial fibrillation recurrent. New paragraph, current complaints, anxiety, history of PTSD, essential hypertension, benign paroxysmal positional vertigo, it should include side 2 tablets daily PO. Dear Dr. Keith, I was seen today for neurological evaluation with his complaint, persistent and vacillating symptoms of brain fog, by his thought, possibly related to his previous and resolved symptoms of COVID virus infection. New paragraph, he gave additional symptoms, general depression, forgetfulness, reduced sleep, nervousness. New paragraph, sinus problems. New paragraph, endocrine, no symptoms. New paragraph, respiratory, no symptoms reported. New paragraph, cardiovascular, history of chest pain with recurrent infrequent angina pectoris, recent difficulty with ambulation 2 blocks, history of heart disease and no symptoms reported, gastrointestinal, no symptoms reported. Genitourinary, no symptoms reported. Hematological, no symptoms reported. Male genitourinary, he stands 5 feet 10 inches tall, weighs 205 pounds. He reports nocturia times 2. He did not indicate any history of sexual dysfunction. Dermatological, no symptoms reported. Locomotor musculoskeletal, he reports varicose veins. Recent neck stiffness lately. Thyroid problems, question mark. Mental health. Trouble sleeping, counseling therapy, no history of suicidal ideation or gestures, new paragraph, neuropsychiatric, no history of psychiatric referral or care. No history of fainting spells or paralysis. Personal safety. He lives alone. He denies falls. He denied vision or hearing loss. He has not completed an advance directive. He requested no information to do so. New paragraph. He gave a previous history of physical or mental abuse, verbally threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse, but he did not want to discuss this. I'm sorry, he denied this. New paragraph. Personal and family health history. He was born on November 14, 1950. He's 71 years old and right-handed. New paragraph. Father was deceased at age 90. Mother at age 78 due to heart disease. New paragraph. He has two sons, age 48 and 49, in excellent health. New paragraph. He gives a history of diabetes in his mother. History of heart disease and stroke. He did not indicate any family history of arthritis, gout, asthma, hay fever, bleeding, tendency, cancer, chemical dependency, convulsions, hypertension, tuberculosis, mental illness, or other serious disease. College level education. New paragraph. Social history and health habits. He is divorced, currently single. He takes alcohol, by his report, moderately. He did not use tobacco, recreational substances. He's not living with a spouse or significant other. New paragraph. Occupational concerns. He denied exposures to fumes, dust, or solvents. He did not indicate a history of stress, hazard substances, heavy lifting, or other concerns. He is currently employed part-time in design / sales office work, his sign company. New paragraph, serious illnesses and injuries. No history of fractures, concussion, loss of consciousness, other serious illnesses or injuries. New paragraph, operations and hospitalizations. He did not indicate a history of blood transfusion. New paragraph, he does report operations. Subparagraph, childhood tonsillectomy, appendectomy. Three heart ablations, eventually successful in 2021. New paragraph. He reports no prolonged hospitalizations for medical care. New paragraph. Neuromusculoskeletal review of symptoms. First paragraph, general. He reports occasional blurred vision, reduced concentration, depression, fatigue, tinnitus, and loss of memory. Head, he reports no symptoms of neuralgia. He reports intermittent headaches. He denied history of loss of consciousness or similar family history. Neck. He reports neck pain in the back of his head and neck, aggravated by, quote, long-haul virus syndrome, unquote. No symptoms of stiffness, swelling, or paresthesias. New paragraph. Upper back and arms, no symptoms reported. Middle back, no symptoms reported. Low back, no symptoms reported. Shoulder, no symptoms reported. Elbows, no symptoms reported. Wrists, no symptoms reported. Hips, no symptoms reported. Ankles, no symptoms reported. Feet, no symptoms reported. Review of symptoms. He denied any history of diplopia, but he denies any loss of his sense of smell or taste, even though he had COVID virus infection by his report. New paragraph. He denied any difficulty with chewing, swallowing, or phonation. New paragraph. He denied tremor or movements. New paragraph. He denied neuromusculoskeletal stiffness. New paragraph. He denied unusual paresthesias. New paragraph. He denied persistent neuromusculoskeletal weakness. New paragraph. He denied having troubles with his coordination. New paragraph. He did give a history of dysomnia and reports having completed a home sleep test, which will be obtained for review. New paragraph. New paragraph, he's concerned about cognitive impairment. New paragraph, neurological examination. General Keith Kuykendall is a well-developed, well-nourished, athletically well-conditioned appearing man who is today alert-oriented, but appears to be anxious and possibly emotionally labile. His thinking is otherwise logical and goal-directed, but he demonstrates referential ideation without bizarre expression. And symptoms of distraction without disorientation. Its immediate, recent, and remote memories are preserved. His thinking is slightly illogical. He does demonstrate some preservation of insight. And expresses no bizarre ideation. New paragraph, cranial nerves 2 through 12 are normal. New paragraph, his motor examination demonstrates normal bulk tone strength. Bilaterally, new paragraph, sensory examination is intact, touch, temperature, vibration, proprioception, simultaneous stimulation. New paragraph, his deep tendon reflexes are 2 over 4 at the patellar and Achilles without evidence of pathological or primitive signs. New paragraph, cerebellum extrapyramidal shows normal, rapid, alternating, successive movements and fine motor speed. Passive range of motion with distraction maneuvers and demonstrates no inducible neuromuscular rigidity. New paragraph, his ambulatory examination remains fluid. With some sense of ataxia on tandem gait, which he reports is a new problem. New paragraph. Romberg says is unremarkable, but slightly. Unusual visual fields to confrontation testing. Pharynx shows a wide and capacious oropharynx. Malpati score is 4/5. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Mr. Kuykendall presents with a clinical history of what he believes is symptoms suspicious of post-COVID viral infection syndrome, primarily with symptoms brain fog, thought blocking, some cognitive impairment, increasing his sense of anxiety. New paragraph. Careful questioning reveals that he's been taking a medicinal substance of nitric oxide months, provided on the recommendation of a friend for these symptoms. Subparagraph. Unfortunately, nitrous oxide produces acute depletion of vitamin B12, which can produce a chronic encephalopathy, for which he may be at risk. New paragraph. He gave an additional history of dysomnia, which sleep testing has been done and completed and will be reviewed. New paragraph recommendations. With his history and presentation, we will obtain a high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain imaging study for evaluation and exclusion of findings that would be consistent with degenerative dementia. New paragraph. We will order a high-resolution 3D functional brain SPECT imaging study at UC Davis for evaluation of any findings of encephalopathy that might be a consequence of viral exposure or encephalopathy. New paragraph. Additional laboratory testing for COVID virus validation and long-haul symptoms, as well as dementia evaluation and thrombosis risk, will all be obtained. New paragraph. I will see him for reevaluation with those findings. New paragraph. He will contact us should his B12 therapy initiated today provide a substantial improvement, of which we will continue course. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when he returns and my signature.